Hey, I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from David Wax Museum's Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. We are joined by The Sacred Souls. Guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. They released their self-titled debut on Daptone Records last year, and I've had several colleagues want me to let you know that they put this record in their top 10 albums of 2022. It was very popular with us here at the station. We have been digging on this album. We're really excited for this session. So we'd love for you to kick it off with a song from the record. What would you like to play for us?
We'll go ahead and start off with Love is the Way, our new single. Like to dedicate this song to any and everyone who believes that love is an important ingredient to a good life. Is that y'all? All right. Love is a way of being, baby. Love is the way I. I thought love was holding hands, couples on the swings. That's what made it last. I hit 16, thought it was kissing underneath the tree and saying, baby, you go with me, baby, you go with me. But love has no limits and it has no name. It's every hour and it's day by day. Said love has no gender and it has no creed.
Sacred Souls live on WNRN, their self-titled debut out now on Daptone Records. That's Love is the Way. The Sacred Souls, co-founded by Josh, Alex, and Sal. Josh, can you go ahead and introduce everybody to us that's joining us here tonight?
I sure can. We have this beautiful band that helps take these songs we write in the studio and bring them to life. We have, I'll come over here. I don't know where the cameras are. We have the beautiful Tatiana on vocals. We have the beautiful Aston on vocals. We have the very dapper Sal on the bass. We got Alex on the drums. We got Shay on the guitar. We got Riley on the keyboard. And again, my name is Josh, and we are the Sacred Souls.
Now, Alex or Sal, I don't know which one of you wants to take this one, but can you walk us through how you all linked up and got together? So you two had formed the group first, and you found Josh on social media. So talk about, what was it about Josh's voice that you thought, hey, this fits our sound?
Alex and Josh had already been following each other on Instagram, and I didn't know who Josh was, but me and Alex were playing in separate bands and just happened to be playing the same show. And while waiting to play, we met and kind of just were going back and forth about music we grew up on, and just kind of decided that it'd be cool to try to start a soul group.
And then Josh, you weren't making soul music at that time, right? I read that you have a really diverse musical background and at one point even studied opera technique. So can you talk about, you know, your sort of journey with voice and how you came into your own here in this group?
I just happened to have, I went to school for music, and the school that I went to was a small university that didn't have a jazz program. So I took the classical route, so learned classical voice, had to sing lieder and aria and these different songs in different languages that really helped with understanding diaphragm and open tone and things. And then, my love was in songwriting, singer-songwriter stuff, so I liked everything from like traditional folk to R&B, like Stevie Wonder and things like that. And then I loved indie music. Moved to San Diego to try to find a career. And at some point in that time, met Alex through Instagram, and he invited me to the home studio, and that's where I met Sarah, and we cut the first song, Can I Call You Rose, after a jam session. So,
The Sacred Souls live on WNRN. Would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah. Be honest with how you feel. I said that's easier said than done. I said don't worry about the future. She said that's easier said than done. Well, it is. Cause true love it ain't. Show me this love is real. I said that's easier said than done. I said just trust the way you feel. She said that's easier said than done. Yes, it is.
But it
Easier Said Than Done, These Sacred Souls, live on WNRN, off their self-titled debut, out now on Daptone Records. So Daptone, we have to talk about that, the seminal record label, home to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Charles Bradley. You mentioned essentially getting signed out of the garage, so can you walk us through this process? And how has it been to work with Daptone?
We got signed at our second show ever from Gabe Roth, so... You know, it was...
Doesn't get much better than that.
Surreal, yeah. So, like, pretty much, like, 3 days after meeting him, we just went to the studio and recorded Can I Call You Rose and Weak for Your Love.
Did you know who was in the audience at that show?
No, yeah, I knew he was going to be out there because he gave me a call the day before, and he's like, he called me up the same day, and he's like, when do you guys go on? I'm like, 30 minutes. Like, tell him to push your set for another 30 minutes. I'll be there in an hour. I'm like, all right.
Anything for you, yeah. Well, we'd love to hear one more of those songs. These Sacred Souls, live on WNRN.
This next song is it's called Future Lover. Yep.
Someone's at the door.
Ah, who is it?
It's your future lover.
Come on in. There she goes at the door with her girls. There she goes. She looks at me, I look at her, and in that moment I think that both of our hearts know. Come on in. She looks around, says she likes what she sees. I say the same, it goes for me. I ask her, do you have a man where you stay? She says, I don't, but won't you be? Knock, 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 knock. She said to me, she said it's your new love, so open up your heart, so I can come on in. Oh baby, so won't you come on in, won't you come on in baby.
Sacred Souls, live on WNRN from David Wax Museum Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. Fun fact, that song, Future Love, coming out on February 24th on a 45 from Daptone Records, coming to a record store near you, so keep an eye out. Their self-titled debut, The Sacred Souls, out now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks to everybody here. Thanks to Dave and Suze for hosting us. Thanks to my WNRN colleagues, Graham, Amber, Michaelin, Hannah, Mark, Tad, Christina, Kirsten, I think also here too. And again, thank you all for being here.